Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maisie speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Hi.
Hi, is this
I'm here.
Christina?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
Perfect. And
Oh.
were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for yourself or for a loved one?
For me. Me.
Oh, when were you diagnosed?
So I was diagnosed in I would say 2020. Hold on. It was 2020, but it's May 8th of 2020, I want to say. Yeah.
May 8th of 2020.
Yeah.
And do you know the subtype by chance? Do you know if it was a B cell or a T cell?
It was a B cell.
Okay, the diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
Was Burkitt cell lymphoma.
Oh, Burkitt lymphoma?
Yeah.
Oh, right. And as far as the Roundup, were you spraying it at home or was it for work or both?
It was home.
Home. Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No. No.
Okay. And then can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
It was at the time I was living it. I live somewhere different now than where I was spraying it. So at the time of 2020, I was living at 709 Riven Bark Court. And that's Las Vegas, Nevada. 89145 zip code.
Okay, thank you. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
Was 34. Not 34.
Okay, and how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
I think it was 7 years I was using
7 years. Do you remember what year you first started spraying?
It was 2013.
2013. And when did you stop? What year was that?
2020.
Okay. So have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
All right. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease or hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Okay. Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Right. And then I have your first name spelled Christina.
Yes, that's correct.
Last name Parkins.
That's right.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. Are you married?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
May 25th, 1986.
Right. And your social?
It's 619-22-0285.
Thank you. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I saw like on a commercial.
Was it this year that you saw that commercial or last year? Do you remember when?
This year.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what is your height and weight?
I'm 5'9", and I weigh 145, I want to say.
125?
No, 145. I wish I was 125. Shit.
Okay, and then is this your main cell phone number, the 702-339-7730?
Yes.
All right. And what is your email address?
It's my first and last name, so it's christinaparkins@gmail.com.
Right. And how many times per month would you say you were spraying Roundup?
Once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Right. And you said you started in 2013 and you stopped spraying in 2020?
Yes.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No.
No. And then you were spraying this in Nevada, correct?
Yes.
And if you had to estimate the amount of times you sprayed Roundup throughout your lifetime, can you give me a rough estimate? It could be over 20, over 30.
No. I mean, if I was doing it for, so terrible at math, I have really no idea, but if I was doing it from 2013 to 2020, that would be what, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, over 7 years, so then 7 times, if I was doing it once a month, that was 7 times 12, right? 7 times 12 is, I have no idea what the answer is.
7 times 12.
84. Roughly, I'd say. That makes no sense. It makes the most sense, yes.
Okay. So at least over 80. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
Well, currently now I do, but like I just moved here, so but prior to this, like when I no, I did not. I just moved to this house, like so that would be. I haven't even been here a full year.
Okay. Well, do you know if the water has been tested at all?
Yeah, it's been tested. Yeah. But I mean, I was diagnosed. I went through everything before I even moved here. So if it was a question of do I use well water? Was I on well water? I would say no because it all happened, you know, whatever it was, but before I moved here.
Yeah. Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it the concentrate or premix?
It's possible.
And where were you purchasing that from?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts, empty bottles, anything like that?
No, I threw all the, I mean, I threw all the bottles away. And then I was, I have receipt, I don't have any receipts, no. I don't have any credit card record. I guess I could buy it with cash.
Okay, that's okay. Right. And have you ever smoked?
No.
No. Are you currently employed?
I'm self-employed.
Self-employed. And what is your current job title?
I am a business owner.
Okay. And then for the employer address, do you have a specific address for your business or is it the same as your home address?
It's my home address. I just use my home address.
Okay. And what is your current home address?
It's 9900 North El Capitan Way. And that's Las Vegas, Nevada. The zip code is 89143.
Right. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Well, yeah, like when I was going through like chemo and stuff, and being at a loss. Oh, yeah. I couldn't tell you how much, no. I don't know.
You don't have an estimate of how much time?
No, I would just say, I have no idea.
Okay.
I mean, I have, since I'm a business owner, I really work 24/7, so it's even hard to estimate how much time. It's just a hard thing to navigate.
Yeah.
No, no.
Okay, no, that's okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
I mean, I've had a lawsuit against me, over a dog bite, but that was, taken care of, so.
Okay, have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers'
No.
compensation?
No.
No. And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, I have not.
Right. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
I do have medical records. I don't currently have them on me. I'm not home, but I can get them when I get home. If you guys need them.
Okay. Well, can I get the name of the hospital where you were diagnosed?
Yeah. So it was Southern Hills Hospital.
Southern Hills. Is that the one on Sunset Road?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you remember your physician's name?
Yes. Dr. Rickson Zoe. Zoe.
And so. And when was the last time you were treated?
What it was, Let me see. I think I'm trying to remember exactly. I want to say it was in 2020, but it was May, I would say.
Around May of 2020?
Was it May? Was it? Yeah. I want to say, yeah. Even, yeah. I think it was May or September.
Okay. I'll just put down May of 2020. How has your diagnosis impacted your life?
How has my diagnosis impacted my life? Well, I mean, it I had cancer. It was I don't know.
Or would you say some mental and physical hardships?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I'm definitely a different person because of it, you know, everything that I had to go through.
Right. Gosh. And as far as your treatment, did you receive chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery?
Mm-hmm. Chemo and radiation. Chemo and radiation.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Mm-hmm. Would you like to provide one?
Yeah. Okay. It is, I guess my sister, her name is Kayla.
Okay.
Do you want me to give her a phone number?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me look it up. Phone number is going to be 702-689-8432.
And does she live with you?
Kayla? Yes.
She does live with you?
Yes, she does.
Okay. And then I spelled her name. Was it Kayla?
Yes.
And what is her last name?
Ware, Ware.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text mm-hmm. link and to your email.
Okay.
All right. I just sent it over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got it.
Okay. And then you can go ahead and look through that. And while you're doing that, I'm going to send you another text for my direct line just so you have my number in case you need anything or have any questions throughout this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to go to the link right now, follow the link or whatever?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And then, yeah, once you open it up, you should see a continue button or a start button, and it'll take you to the first signature area.
Okay.
All right. And then I just sent
because
you.
I'm done planning.
Okay. Yeah, I just received it.
Okay.
Okay. And then I sent you a text from my direct line with my phone number as well as the attorney's. So they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information, tell you the next steps. But if you have any questions at all, you can reach back out to me.
Awesome. Thank you.
Of course. And then that is all I need from you. Did you have any questions before I let you go?
No, that's all. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm.